You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our serial at the moment is Dead Queen Walking, which is the fourth story in the Castle Charming series. You can listen to all the others further back on the podcast feed. The stories, you start with Glass Slipper Scandal, then move through to Dance Princess Dance, and I swear I remember all the titles. Let Sleeping Princes Lie is the third one. Okay, so Dead Queen Walking, Chapter 15. Abroad with Team Beanstalk. Zee had tried to say the words dozens of times. They're not my mothers. Those are fairies pretending to be my mothers. I don't know why I'm the only one who can see who they really are. Every time she opened her mouth to explain it to someone, to yell or howl or whisper the words, they froze in her throat. The fairies had a hold over her. It was different to the hold they had over Zia Lynn. He was convinced they were the genuine mothers. Queen Ella and the others too. Many of her friends knew what Clover and Foxglove looked like. They were seeing what the fairies wanted them to see. And Zee had not been able to warn a single one of them. Even now, on this endless climb up the impossibly large beanstalk, so high above the castle, she couldn't get the words out, even if she was the only one to hear them. Imposters. Magic. The closest she got to telling anyone the truth was Dennis, and clearly it had been too subtle for him. It's not real. She hated being here, her hands seizing handfuls of the clammy plant to haul herself higher. She hated knowing that every step took her further away from whatever those fairies were up to at Castle Charming. This is all my fault. The fairies only took an interest in Castle Charming and its royals, after Zee made her stupid midnight princess wish to catch herself a prince. She wished she could take it back. What was the point of this whole last year? She almost wished it was her real mother's back at the castle, ready to drag her home and marry her stepbrother and be the obedient princess. At least she knew what that future might look like. What were the fairies up to? Zee climbed. Was it too much to hope that Princess Camilla could fix things? She had more magic than anyone Zee knew. It was dangerous to pin all her hopes on one person. At least Zia Lynn was here alongside her. A few days ago, Zee would have been annoyed at them being paired on the same mission. But whatever the fairies were doing at Castle Charming, at least he was safely away from them. For now. They had been climbing for hours. It had to be hours, right? Zee's muscles were sore all over. Just as she was beginning to wonder how far up this thing went, the pressure of the rope ahead of her slackened a little. She looked up and got a face full of cloud. Oof! Up close, clouds weren't white and fluffy. It was just like being rained on in slow motion. Zee couldn't see Jack ahead of her except for one boot. Jack! I'm here, Zig, said the weary voice of her corporal. Just a bit further. You can do it. Well, of course she could do it. She wasn't some child who needed to be cheered on. Zee reached higher, and her hand smacked stone instead of stalk. Jack hadn't been kidding about them being close. She hauled herself up onto an impossible paved floor, invisible because of the cloud that still hung low around them, but solid, real as a stone floor in a magic cloud on top of a beanstalk could possibly be. Jack leaned down, helping Kai onto the stonework, then stood there and watched Zia Lynn do it without offering him the same helping hand. Zee didn't blame her. Zia Lynn's flirting with Kai had gone beyond a joke. They were all Team Dennis around here. A shadow moved close to Zee in the cloud, and she held in a yelp before realising it was Queen Ella. That could have been embarrassing. They divested themselves of their ropes and hooks quickly. "We'll have to be quiet," said Queen Ella. "We don't know what we're walking into. If Camilla is here, she may be unstable." "None of this was her fault," said Kai. "I didn't say it was," the Queen replied evenly. "I," said Zee, and then stopped. "Something to say?" Zeelin asked, as always sounding as if he was making fun of her. "Fairies have invaded Castle Charming," she said, startled to hear the words actually out of her mouth. "Oh, I guess we're far enough away that I can tell you now." "Fairies have what?" demanded Jack, catching hold of Zia's arm. "What are you talking about?" "The delegation from Zix. It wasn't our mothers." Relief swept through her. Finally, she wasn't alone in this. "Of course they were," Zeelin growled. "How can you..." "It was Bluebell and Clover and Foxglove," Zee said quickly. "Shit," said Kai. "I'm sorry," said Queen Ella. "You know these fairies by name." "It's been kind of a busy year," said Kai. "We have to get back," said Jack. "Three of them, actually in the castle, and no one knows." "We will continue," said the Queen. "We have come this far. If we are successful, we will be home in a matter of hours. We can deal with your friends then." "I don't think you realise how serious this is," said Kai, gutted. "How much damage they can..." "You think because I was cursed by a witch, I don't understand the danger of fairies," replied Queen Ella in a brittle voice. "One thing at a time. We must secure Camilla. Surely we've left the castle in safe hands?" Sarge was gone. But Dennis was there, and the princes, they should recognise fairy trouble when they saw it. And Zee didn't know for certain that the fairies meant to hurt anyone. It could be just another game. "They like to toy with us," she said finally, reluctantly. "We probably have time." They moved along the stone floor, quickly and quietly. The cloud dissolved into clear air by the time they reached the far end of what turned out to be a huge stable, with empty stalls and straw strewn on the stone pavers. "Least it looks like the mighty steeds around here are closer to human-sized and not, you know, giant-sized," said Kai, who had clearly read a lot of similar fairy tales to the ones that Zee's tutor always tried to hide from her as a child. It wasn't done to read books that came from outside Zix. "Check," said Zeelin cheerfully. "No giants, though those stalls are still bigger than any stables I've ever seen. They must spoil their mighty steeds something rotten." He pushed open the door of the stable and stepped onto, well, more cloud. This didn't behave like cloud, though. It was white and fluffy, like something off a mural on a child's wall. When Zee stepped out next to her stepbrother, she thought it felt like walking on cushions. "Oh, that's not right," muttered Jack. She stayed close to Zee. They could all see each other better now the cloud was staying under their feet. Kai still had a painfully bruised face from where his brother had hit him. The cloud stretched wide in all directions. In the distance there was a shape that looked almost like a rainbow, but when you focused, it was more like a castle. There was no cover between here and there, unless you wanted to lie on your stomach and wriggle through the cloud. The only way to proceed was with your head held high, as obvious as a party of travellers approaching a castle. "Let's go," said Queen Ella, striding forth. The rest of them followed, sharing looks of unease. "The journey didn't take too long," Jack said in an undertone to Zee. "Hopefully we'll be back by supper." Her foot slipped on the cloud and she vanished, falling like a stone. It happened so quickly. Zee couldn't even scream. She choked instead on her next breath, overwhelmed. "Jack!" "Where did she go?" Kai demanded. He fell on his knees in the cloud, trying to scoop handfuls of it away so he could peer through it. "What the hell?" "Keep going," said the Queen. "If they're picking us off one by one, we have to..." "Who's they?" Z screamed at her. She wasn't a hound anymore, she was a princess, and that meant she could yell at a queen if she wanted to. She didn't even care if she couldn't. She could have, said Zeolin, looking sick. I mean, we're so far up. Zee felt like she had been punched. She felt Kai's hand on her arm, and it was all she could do not to punch him. I can't see her, he said. Looking in the wrong place, said a triumphant voice. Zee whirled around, letting out a sob. Corporal Jack rose up out of the clouds like a warrior maiden from a ballad, sitting astride a bright purple... Well, it wasn't a horse. Not quite, but it was a definite horse shape. Larger and stranger, with two curling horns behind its ears and, oh, wings! Bright, fierce, rainbow wings. I see you found the mighty steeds, then, said Zeolin, strangled laughter in his voice. Zee couldn't stop staring at the vision that was Jack, untouched, her face full of humour and delight. Oh, she thought, feeling numb as she slowly rose to her feet, with her eyes on the woman astride the flying horse. I'm in love with her. Thank you for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week for more Castle Charming.